Welcome in to the New Orleans Saints podcast. You'll hear from players, coaches, broadcasters, and writers that cover the NFL on a daily basis. The New Orleans Saints podcast starts right now. Here's your host, Aaron Summers.
Welcome into the New Orleans Saints podcast. I'm Aaron Summers. We have another interview with a recently signed player for the Saints. This one comes from a little bit further away in Ireland. He was a goalkeeper for Down GAA, the Gaelic Athletic Association in Gaelic football, and he was selected by the NFL to participate in its International Player Pathway Program. So, Charlie Smith has signed a three-year deal with the Saints. He has gone through numerous tryouts. Since January, he and 14 other athletes from 8 different nations across the world who were selected in the IPP program trained at IMG Academy and participated in the NFL Scouting Combine. They held their pro day at the University of South Florida after the official NFL Combine. New Orleans special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi was on hand at both events, obviously there at the NFL Scouting Combine, but also at the Pro Day at South Florida, and was able to watch firsthand as Charlie went through all of his kicks. He actually hit a 60-yarder officially at South Florida. Charlie's 22 years old. He did not first kick American football until August 22nd of this past year. So he's been cramming over the last several months to take advantage of this opportunity, and he earned it. He's got a really cool story. He actually sent an email to the NFL on July 11th, 2019, asking for a tryout. He had just turned 18 years old, and he was just shooting a shot. They didn't respond. It's really cool that he actually has this opportunity now. It's something that he felt like he could do, that his Gaelic football skills would transfer to the NFL. Charlie sits down with John DeShazer and myself. Here's our conversation now. Charlie, thanks for joining us on the New Orleans Saints podcast. I guess it's kind of cool to officially say that you're doing something for the Saints. You're going to be a part of an NFL team. How excited are you?
I'm absolutely buzzing. Just whenever I got told that, you know, I was going to be offered a contract by the Saints on Friday, I was absolutely buzzing. And yeah, it's just been an unbelievable journey to get this point. And, you know, I suppose Coach Rizzi came and watched us on day one whenever we were in Florida, 3 weeks before the combine. And, you know, it just showed that, you know, that this that Coach Rizzi really cared about, you know, the IPP. And the fact that he came down and watched us, you know, really set the tone that, you know, like this, it was just an unbelievable experience and the whole journey. And yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled to be a New Orleans Saint, and I just can't wait to get started.
Coach Rizzi definitely cares about special teams in general, so you're going to be in good hands there. Was it your first time being in the United States?
I haven't been in the States before 2024. We went to Boston for a week's training camp in January. But apart from that, I've never been in the States. And, you know, I always wanted to come because there just seems to be so much opportunity out here that there isn't in other parts of the world. And, just to say that you're Northern State now, just based off, you know, starting kicking the ball 6-7 months ago, it's just been an unbelievable journey. And, as I said, I can't wait to get started.
Yeah, you mentioned that you first kicked an American football back in August of last year. So it has been a very quick time for you to get ready and get signed by a team. How much work did you put into it?
Whenever we went to I'd done maybe 3 or 4 sessions before the combine in Loughborough. I was still playing a wee bit of Gaelic football with my university at the time. But whenever combine was happening in Loughborough, it really made me click, like, God, like, you know, you can really make this if you put your absolute mind, body and soul into this. And that's what I've done over this past, you know, since that time. And I've trained, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, and I've stopped playing my other sport, which is the easy thing to do whenever you have the goal of becoming an NFL kicker. And absolutely, I've put everything into this, and I've left no stone unturned to ensure that, you know, put myself in the best possible position to make it to the NFL. And to say that you actually are doing that now, it's just an unbelievable thought, you know, based off I started kicking a ball 6-7 months ago, but it shows that I have the ability to do it.
Now, Charlie, you mentioned the IPP, that's the International Player Pathway. And you also mentioned leaving no stones unturned. And this is a stone that no one would known to have turned 5 years ago. You emailed someone. Who did you email 5 years ago to express interest in kicking in the NFL?
Yeah, it was an email address called inquiries@nfl.com. So like, what does that even mean? I suppose I didn't hear back from it. Dan, I looked at my Instagram there, whenever I was chatting to NFL UK on my DMs with them, and I scrolled up to the top of the chat and I sent that email the same to them on Instagram also, and I didn't get back. Nobody got back to me, but it's just I don't blame them. Like, you know, it was just some kid who just had a dream, and I was only 18. Like, so how could I even make the NFL then? But I didn't know. Like, I just didn't know what was happening. And you know, to actually say that, you know, from 5 years on, I'm an NFL player now. It's just been so surreal. And what an unbelievable journey to get to this point. And I just can't wait to get started in New Orleans now.
How much did you know about American football that made you determine, hey, I can do that?
Just really watching the kickers in red zone, you know, every Sunday for the past 7 or 8 years. And it was really like, just watching them do it, and I was like, I can kick a ball. Like, you know, I've proven that I can kick a Gaelic football very well. So whenever you're doing that, thinking like, you know, I could do this. And you know, people back home who are also NFL fans that I'd be friendly with saying, Victoria, you could do that. Like, you know, I just needed the opportunity to do it. And through leader kicking and through the NFL IPP, you know, they provided me an opportunity to really go out and make this dream a reality. And I just needed the opportunity to do it. And it just happened at the right time where I'm 22 years old. It was the first year that the NFL opened up its pathway for kickers and punters to come through the IPP. And, you know, like, I just needed the opportunity, and I just put the time and work into it. And here I am, I suppose. It's just been class.
Okay, now you play goalkeeper in Gaelic football. So give us the nuances. Explain to us who don't know and might not ever understand the differences and similarities.
Yeah, so in terms of being a kicker in the NFL and the similarities with, you know, being a goalkeeper in Gaelic football, so there's a, whenever sometimes you get fouled on the pitch, so like somebody, say for some tackle, somebody like tackled you like to do it in the NFL, that might be considered a foul in Gaelic football. And if you're close enough to the goalposts where you can kick the ball from the ground over the bar, that's what I was good at in Gaelic football. That was my super strength. That's actually the reason why I turned a goalkeeper, because of my ability to, you know, kick frees off the ground, basically. That's the terminology we use in Ireland, and essentially just like kicking a field goal. But it could be from any angle. It could be from way out on the sideline, you know, maybe 40 meters out on the sideline, and you aim for the posts, and it's a tight angle. But that's what I've grown up doing. That's what I've grown up loving, and along with the passion of, I just love watching the NFL. Like, nobody really in Ireland, I suppose it's becoming more popular now, but it was a minority of the country would have watched and been aware of, you know, the NFL and the rules, and I was one of those people. And just being a good kicker of a Gaelic football, and the fact that I love watching the NFL, I just had this vision where I could actually see myself kicking in the NFL. And I suppose through a bit of manifestation and just being given the right opportunity and meeting the right people, the door started opening up for me to make that possible. And I suppose that's what's happened over this past, you know, 6-7 months.
You know, I might regret asking this, but is the American football easier to kick?
I think so. Yeah, it's definitely a lot easier to, you know, get the correct height and elevation on. Obviously there's different variables. Like, obviously you have to, in Gaelic football, the ball's always there. You're always looking at it. In American football, you're not. But I'm used to that now. I've trained for that this past 7 months, and I actually much prefer kicking off live reps now than off sticks, because of that's all I've done in training. Really, I haven't really practiced a whole pile with sticks, to be honest, because we've had holders, we've had we haven't necessarily had long snappers all the time. But if, just for example, you know, you can get a rugby pass thrown to the holder, and then I'm always looking at my spot anyway, so I'm not even aware of the long snapper. So like, I've just been getting so much exposure and variation, to the live snaps, and it's just been unreal.
Pretty interesting background, and you also told us that you would be doing something else if you were not doing this. Yeah. What is that?
I'll be teaching elementary school children during the day, and I'll be training for Gaelic football at night time with no pay. And suppose that's what I've grown up doing. It's so surreal now that, you know, you can go from, essentially teaching 9 and 10 year olds every day to, you know, to kicking in the NFL. It's a bit mad to think about that. You know, a year ago, for like, that's what I was training to be. I was training to be a teacher. And now a year later, you're in the NFL. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different experience for sure.
Like, I'm not complaining, to be honest, because I'm getting to do what I actually love full time now. And I'll never, ever see this as a job. I just see this as my hobby that I'm really passionate about. And that's when you know you're doing something right, whenever it doesn't feel like work. It never, ever feel like work for me.
Yeah. What's the reaction been like from some of your friends and family there?
Yeah. My family, like my aunties, uncles, and cousins, and, you know, my mom and dad and sisters, they all drove like an hour and a half just to meet me at the airport yesterday, even though we were coming to my house anyways after. So like, it didn't really make sense. So they all met us at the airport and they all came out to the house after, and I was very tired. I had no sleep. I don't really sleep in planes, but it was unbelievable. Like, just the support from back home, and, you know, just the messages and the love and support I've been getting from the Irish media, and even just the media in the UK as well. It's been unbelievable, and I just feel very grateful for it. My friends actually, whenever I arrived at my house, they're all sitting in my driveway waiting to come into the house just to, you know, have the crack, I suppose. And just, it's just been unbelievable. And I'm very, very grateful for it. And I'm only home for a short while, so it's important that I spend time with, you know, with my loved ones and with my friends as well before I come back out and, you know, really properly knuckle down, I suppose, with the Saints. And I just can't wait to do that now too.
So I assume we have a bunch of new Saints fans out there in Ireland now.
I suppose I've been getting messages from, you know, just like all sorts of people around my village and community of, you know, them sending me screenshots of them being on Fanatics and buying Saints jumpers and hats. And I think somebody's actually ordered a jersey already, even though I don't have my jersey number yet. And it's just been a bit mad. And I suppose that's a good thing. And a good thing. And I think Ireland has a new favourite team as a result of, you know, of my signing. So, and hopefully, obviously, you know, more Irish lads get signed. But yeah, the reaction has just been unbelievable. And it's been crazy.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely take that. You said that you used to watch the Red Zone. What time did that come on for you guys there?
So for us, Red Zone, it's in around 6 p.m. at home. So that's not too bad. But yeah, I would stay up for the late windows, and then we'll go on to 1 a.m. And then if a good game's on prime time, I would stay up to maybe 4 a.m. More so on my student days, whenever I didn't have to, you know, get out for work in the morning time. And that just shows how much of a fan I've been of the sport. And like, now you're actually a player, and I suppose I'll not have that problem anymore, staying up late and watching games. That just shows that, you know, I've got a huge passion, and I just feel like now a minute, like, it's just unreal.
Yeah. Well, like, OTAs are coming up, so you'll be able to be at the facility and work out with some of the other NFL players. Any players that you're really excited about meeting?
Yeah, I suppose a legend of the Saints over the past decade or so has been Cam Jordan. You know, I can't wait to meet him, and Alvin Kamara as well. Like that class of 2017 had some really, really good players. And obviously, you know, Derek Carr as well. Like, you know, what an unbelievable quarterback he's been this past, you know, decade or so in the league as well. And I just can't wait to get started with, you know, and even some of the younger players as well, like Sir Chris Olave as well. And, you know, and even meet up with the specialists. I can't wait to do that. And, you know, I just can't wait to get started. And it's been unreal.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. You definitely know your Saints. Like, you're dropping the draft class and everything. Yeah. Have you thought about what it would be like to play in an NFL stadium and the Superdome?
Yeah, well, obviously the Superdome, like, is one of the best atmospheres in the league. And I remember obviously watching the Saints in some of the big playoff games, and just like, not even sometimes, like, the commentators were just commenting on how loud the Superdome is, and, you know, 73,000 seated stadium. Like, what more could you ask for? I just can't wait to get started. And now I probably have thought about playing the league now that's actually reality. And, you know, I feel like I've got the correct mindset and attitude and work ethic to be in that situation and thrive in it. Because, you know, for us, our first time kicking in front of scouts was obviously the combine, and, you know, kicking in front of teams where you've never kicked a football before, in the game, and that comes with a lot of pressure, I suppose, based off the fact that 32 teams were watching you. And I feel like in that situation, I owned every moment, and I thrived under that pressure. You know, for someone who hasn't kicked a whole lot of you know, in game situations in terms of in American football, so yeah. I feel like I've got the ability to do that and lock out and just focusing on the processes of my kicks, whenever that situation happens. So yeah, I have thought about it, and I just can't wait for that to happen.
Well, Charlie, in terms of venues, you can't have a better one than the Superdome because there's no wind, so that'll be great for a kicker. How many players did you try out against, and you know, what was that process like? Because I mean, are you going through it sizing them up as you watch them kick, or are you just kind of concentrating on yourself?
Yeah, well, for me, if you're thinking about other people in, that's a bad thing, I think. Because if you're not focusing on yourself and just being the best version of yourself, then you're obviously diverting your attention and energy elsewhere. And I feel like that's a waste of energy. If I just focus on myself, which I have done, it shows that, you know, I can thrive and, you know, compete against, you know, any of the kickers. And on that day in Loughborough, there was 20. In Ireland, there was trials just to get to go to the trial in Loughborough. I made it through that. Obviously, there was tape of other lads being sent worldwide, and I know James Cook had travelled, you know, many different countries to go and look at other kickers, and the fact that, you know, he trusted me to take up one of those five APP spots shows that, you know, that I've got the ability to do this, and you know, there wasn't just five of us. I actually don't know how many of us there was. Because I wasn't in those situations against those other lads, but I knew what that was going on in the background, and I just kept training away and just kept focusing on myself and kept making sure that I was giving everything towards this, and you know, it's led into this situation. And yeah, it's just like now I'm in the NFL, like it's crazy to even think about that, like a year ago to now. It's been unreal.
Yeah. Charlie, what's the farthest distance you feel comfortable kicking?
Well, anything, obviously, I've kicked 60 in my pro day. I've kicked, you know, 66 yarders, I kicked 67 as well in camp. I feel like anything inside 65 I'm comfortable with. And yeah, I suppose, you know, that might be a mad statement, but, you know, I've proven it. I've done it in camp, I've done it on my pro day. So I just about now doing it, and obviously in the OTAs and rookie mini camp, and, you know, in training camp as well. And you know, I know it's not going to be easy to start, because I know Dick Rippey's a great kicker of a ball as well. So, like, you know, it's competition. But, you know, I say that if I just focus on myself, then the rest will take care of itself. And if that doesn't mean I don't play, I still hopefully will have opportunities to develop and, you know, keep getting better. And but for me, my goal is to be playing for the Saints. I want to start as a starting kicker. And I know it's not going to be easy. But you know, to bring it on. And if I just keep focusing on myself, it's been good enough so far, and that's what I'll just keep doing. I'll just keep focusing on myself and making my kicks, and you know, I'll see where that takes me as a result.
Yeah, well, we'll be all out there at OTAs charting every single one of your guys' attempts. Do you like competition like that? Does it get you a little more fired up?
Yeah, I suppose it does. Like, I go back to the point of me just focusing on myself, though. But if you just keep focusing on yourself, then, and just keep focusing whenever it's your time to kick, owning your moment and owning the controllables of that kick, then, you know, hopefully that's what I've done, and that's what I'll continue to do. And I suppose, obviously, whenever you're not kicking, then you will have that competition side of it. But yeah, just bring it on, I suppose. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I want to play. Like, that's why I'm here. I don't want to be sitting on the practice squad. I want to play.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, outside of football, whether it's Gaelic football or American football, what do you like to do?
Well, outside of Gaelic football, so whenever you're practicing Gaelic football, you're training with the team. You're not necessarily getting to do your free kicks all the time. So in my free time, that's what I actually like to do, was go up to the pitch, my local pitch, grab a bag of footballs and start kicking them. So that's for me, that was my, like, you know, like, if I was stressed, I'd go up to the pitch and kick Gaelic footballs. So now that's like my full-time job, essentially, which is crazy. But yeah, I suppose I don't really, I suppose back home, you know, I like going for walks with my dog and going for coffees with my friends. And, you know, I can't wait to meet up with, you know, some of my teammates and hopefully form some good bonds where, you know, outside of football, we'll be able to do things like that and, you know, go to restaurants together, go for coffees, do fun things together. And I suppose I have a lot to learn about the city and what there is to do. And I'm not overly familiar with that yet because I haven't seen the city yet, I suppose. And I just can't wait to, you know, find out. And I'm sure I'll not be bored. I'll not be stuck for activities to do. And obviously, you know, I can't wait to make some really good friends with teammates out there.
Yeah, we'll definitely be busy with football, but they do have a rookie tour and they'll take you guys out to a bunch of different things and show you some of the city. So I'm sure that will be fun for you as well. We'll have to connect back with you after all that and see what you think about, the crawfish boil and different things that they do. But congratulations. We look forward to you being here soon and getting to watch you kick.
Yeah, thank you very much, Aaron. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. And go Saints, I suppose. And I can't wait.
Yes.
Thank you,
Charlie.
Yeah.
It will be a lot of fun to see Smith very soon as OTAs are just around the corner. The NFL draft, April 25th through 27th at the end of this month. Then we'll have rookie minicamp, which Smith will be at, and OTAs start a couple weeks after that. So we're not far from really getting ready for the next season and seeing what some of these players who the Saints have recently signed can do and how they add to the team. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the New Orleans Saints podcast, and talk to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the New Orleans Saints podcast. Join us 3 times per week on NewOrleansSaints.com, the Saints mobile app, or you can download the podcast on iTunes. We'll see you next time, right here on the New Orleans Saints podcast.